The Ottawa chapter of the MS Society is represented by Mark Lloyd, who's chair of the MS Walk in Ottawa. And they're in today to talk about the MS Walk, which is going to be held on April 26th of this month. And we're also going to discuss a bit about what the MS Walk is about and it being part of, as well, the End MS campaign. So good afternoon, Mark. Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Rory. How you doing?
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
So this is how many years now with the MS Walk and
for myself,
for yourself, and then in total for
This is the 21st one we've had in the Ottawa region. Myself, this is my 12th time and third time as the chair.
So, how long is the MS Walk? Actually, we should probably step back and say, how do people get involved? How many people have been participating? What have the numbers been over the years since it's been 21 years? And this also is occurring in other cities as well.
That's right. We have over 100 walks happening all over Canada. If you look at your MS Walk website, mswalks.ca, they'll tell you where your local walk is. And there's quite a range. Some are as much as little. Some are about 300 walkers, and I believe there's some out in Manitoba where there's over 3,000 walkers.
Wow.
The Ottawa Walk, we've last year with just over 1,200 walkers, we raised $322,000 locally. With the national over the whole year in the national set for MS Walks, the total was just over $13.1 million.
Wow. Now, the money that is raised, my understanding is the money that is raised stays in the area where it was raised. Is that correct?
As far as portions of it stay in the area for things like helping people out with equipment, mm-hmm. et cetera. But there's research money in there as well, and a lot of that now is being pooled in different areas. As you probably know, the Ottawa area has its MS clinic mm-hmm. at the Ottawa General Hospital. And so a lot of the research going on there is funded through these events. And I don't know what else to say. Like I say, it's our 21st year, and we've been doing very well in the Ottawa. We've continued to progress in the Ottawa area, and we're looking forward to this year.
Now, how long are there different lengths or distances that people walk, or is there a standard walk?
Yeah, we have two routes set up. One is 2 kilometers, one is 5 kilometers. That's about a standard for most of the MS walks, and most of the MX walks in Canada are happening over the next month. Ours in the Ottawa area is happening at the Experimental Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in this before I came into the studio, I noticed the long-range weather forecast for April 26 is saying 12 degrees and sunny. So that's going to work out great for us up at the Experimental Farm.
So families come, are there people that run the route, or they walk, or they push, or they, you know,
exactly.
Who participates?
Well, I think you just answered your own question there. Yeah. You walk, push, run. The nice thing with the MS Walk, we have three major events in the Ottawa area is the MS Walk at the end of this month, the MS Bike Tour in August, and the MS Golf Tournament in August.
Mm-hmm.
The walk is really our big one for the number of people that come out. Our Kempville Bike Tour is quite a long trip, so not mm-hmm. everybody's able to do it. But we still have about 500-600 people every year. Whereas the walk, it's always been about 1,200-1,400 people. The parents, families come out. And also one other thing we have nationally with the MS is the Team MS side of things, where people sign up as it implies, as a team. They come out to the events and work that way. Mm-hmm. It works good for all of us. People get the recognition as teams, and we find the morale is quite a bit increased having these teams on the event.
Now, for the route, are there stations people will stop at? Are there support services along the way? Parents may be bringing their children with who may get thirsty, or are there things available to people when they're during the walk, or do they have to bring things with themselves?
No, we have a rest station on the walk for the people doing that. It's integrated into the 2 and 5K routes. So everybody, we always have a little breakfast beforehand, and we'll be serving lunch when they get back. So it's they're well cared for.
And the start time, is it always? Are there different start times if people want to come a little bit later on? If they're doing, for example, the 2K, and they can walk obviously 2K faster than 5K, one would think. Then Do they start? What time do they start? Are starts staggered? I know with the bike tour, the starts are usually staggered just to stretch things out to make it easier to manage the flow of people.
Right.
And if you have a lot of people walking in this, I wouldn't think you would want 600 or 700 people starting to walk all at the same time.
Actually, no. We've never had a problem with that because we're on closed off areas. Mm-hmm. So the main thing with the bike tour, as you well know, we do the staggers of 50 per group. Just because of traffic on the city streets until we get out of the city and break things up. But with the walk, we've never had a problem. All 1,200, they're allowed to start at the same time. Mm-hmm. There may still be people with the finishing up their administration, but there's a lot of people ready at the start. We have one thing I just want to mention mm-hmm. is just the number of volunteers we have come out for this every year. It's between 150 and 180 volunteers. And we as you well know, these events are all volunteer-based.
It takes a lot of organizing.
It takes a lot of organizing. My committee, we have years of experience on that committee, and I'm always thankful to have these people around to help us and the support from the local MS office.
So you said there's an MS walk, and then you said there's a MS golf?
There's a golf tournament yeah. in August. You can get the details again from the MS Society website.
Now is that new?
No, it's been around for a while. It's aimed at... I'm not working on that
right.
particularly, but if I understand, it's about, I may be mistaken, but it may be about 100 holes or something. Mm-hmm. It's quite a long day
wow.
of golfing for the people that are into it. And so it's quite a event we've had for about the last 10 years, I believe, 10, 12 years. And it's shortly after the bicycle tour in August.
Now, the bicycle tour is, yeah, you said August. I think it's 8th and 9th this year.
I believe so. It's a Saturday, Sunday. It's a two-day event where we start here at Carleton University Saturday morning down to Kempville, the Agricultural College, Guelph University's campus in Kempville. So we always have a good time telling people,
yeah.
well, you're cycling from Carleton University to Guelph University. And it seems to attract people that way.
Now, and there are a lot of bike tours as well. And again, it's other cities as well. There's yeah. it's quite some of them are really quite long in some of the other cities as well.
Oh, yeah. Ontario seems to be about 150 kilometers over the 2 days, seems to be a standard. We also have extra loops in for the keen cyclists that mm-hmm. want to do another 30 or 40K when they get to Kempville. And but we're on the roads. So we're usually pulling in there, final people around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a mm-hmm. long day. It's a long weekend for all of us, too.
So for the walk, what time does it usually end? So if people are coming down, and when should people... Now, is there a specific amount they have to raise to participate in the walk, or how much? What's the average that somebody usually raises? Any idea?
The average is it's quite skewed because we have a number of, as I mentioned, the team MS. Mm-hmm. They bring in quite a large amount because you've got a multiple number of people, and usually with the team MS, what's bringing the people in is they do know somebody with MS, and normally somebody there even be a lot of captains participating who have MS. And this is where a lot of the money comes from in big numbers. But it varies quite different.
So there's no minimum at all to participate?
No. It's for the walk, no. The bicycle tour, there's
right.
a minimum because of
the cost of setting that up.
Right. Whereas here, it's as I say, it's just a local walk. Get yourself down to the experimental farm. And we have last year... there was actually, at this point in time, we had, I believe it was about 4 feet of snow on the ground still.
Yes, that's right.
And I had mentioned to my committee about actually maybe changing it from the MS Walk to the MS Snowshoe Competition.
Right.
But this year, somebody's with us because the weather is just looking great.
And my final question is, where can people get more information and how can they use the website to actually contact other people to raise money?
But you can sign up for the walk at mswalks.ca or contact your local chapter. In the Ottawa area, that's area code 613-728-1583. The website allows you to set up your own pledging, online pledging, so you can get people from all over the country or anywhere to mm-hmm. support you. And a system we've had working very well for a number of years. So.
Mark, once again, thanks a lot for coming in again this year.
Thanks, Barry.
All the best.
Bye.
When we come back, we'll be talking about addictions and the lack of services for people who are suffering from either alcohol, other drug, and even gambling addictions, and what's available and what's actually being done for these people. I'm Dr. Barry Dworkin. You're listening to Sunday House Call. We'll be back in about 2-3 minutes.
You're listening to Dr. Barry Dworkin on Sunday House Call.